Okay, moms, do you have an 11, 12, 13, or even 14-year-old daughter? Are you curious what makes your girl so much different than you when you were her age? If you have a daughter born between now and 2010, you'll want to listen to this episode. We're diving into this fascinating world of Generation Alpha. Yes, there is another generation after Gen Z. I want you to hear all about this generation here. Mama, are you finding yourself feeling frustrated with trying to figure out your girl and not getting far with the questions you ask her? And you literally get one-word answers or even the silent treatment. I honestly read many books to unravel this mystery of connecting with my own girl. I question, am I doing this right? What if I say something that will cause detrimental consequences in our relationship? Or even worse, am I pushing her away so that she will never want to share anything with me again? Okay, maybe that was a tad bit dramatic for me to go there with my thoughts, but I truly worried over these things because I desired a closer relationship with my daughter than I had with my own mom when I was a teenager. So I decided things will change. I asked myself, what did I need as a young teenager from my mom and go do that? I am able to connect with my girl where, as an older teen now, she kind of FaceTimes me every night as she's away from home. I mean, who does that, right? She checks in with me and she is open to share because I know we have done the work to establish this safe space for her to talk with me. So I want to help you, Mama, do the same. My Talk to Your Teen Girl framework allows you to go through a step-by-step guide to communicate with your teenage daughter. You are going to customize your own communication plan that you and your daughter can utilize to build and strengthen trust and relationships with one another. You're going to be creating new communication pathways that fit her in this stage. So, Mama, I want you to head on over to talktoyourteengirl.com right now and check out what's next for you. You don't need to figure this out on your own. Let's walk side by side. That's talktoyourteengirl.com. I'll see you there. I know I have some moms here who have as young as 10-year-old girls, or even those of you moms who are high achieving type A type people, not to say that I am, but want to think ahead and have some younger daughters that are listening to this podcast. This is for you. This is what you're going to be experiencing, or probably are experiencing, and getting to know a little bit about this new generation alpha. Now, mamas who are more in my generation, where we have Generation Z kids, I think this will probably enlighten you as well, because you probably have nieces and nephews like I do that are in the Generation Alpha. But surprisingly, you'll see how Generation Z can relate to Generation Alpha on a different level. Right? We have lots of similarities here. So I want you to listen in as well. So let's talk about Generation Alpha, these young ones born into the world of rapid change and innovation. They're carving out their own unique paths. And as moms navigating this journey with them and understanding who they are and their characteristics is really key to, one, having less frustration with them, two, understanding how they think, how they function, what they're all about matters in creating open communication with them. You're trying to relate to them so they can talk back to you, right? Today, we're unraveling the top five qualities of Generation Alpha and how they mirror Generation Z, and also how they differ from their older siblings. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her, until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to. so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. Like I mentioned before, my kids are of Generation Z. And so I don't have too much experience as a parent of Generation Alpha, but I do have nieces and nephews who are growing up in this new generation. And it was fascinating to me to watch my young nieces specifically and how technically savvy they were compared to my own kids growing up as at their age. I literally had my three-year-old niece at the time unlock my phone, turn on the camera, and began to videotape herself on my phone. Now, that was something my kids didn't experience at the time at their age, definitely not at their age, but it fascinated me to know, gosh, they were really born with a cell phone in their hand because they're exposed and they're born into this generation of technology. So let's kind of break it down so that we can understand a little bit more about who they are. So let's talk about how they are true digital natives. They truly are. Much like their older siblings in Gen Z, like my kids, these kids are practically born with a smartphone in their hand. From tablets to apps, technology is woven into their fabric of their lives. You find them learning off apps. Entertainment is videos that they watch on the phone. No longer are there days that rattlers keep their attention or even mobiles keep their attention. It's videos or even interactive apps that shape their learning, and it also shapes their worldview and sparking their creativity in ways we couldn't ever have imagined. You're probably pushing against this, like, how does technology make room for creativity? But they're wired a little bit different, so creativity comes out in different ways than what we expect and think what creativity is, right? So next on the list is global connectivity. This generation is more interconnected than before. They're more connected than before. With the internet at their fingertips, they're exposed to diverse cultures and ideas around the globe. This global perspective fosters empathy, understanding, and a sense of shared humanity among our young ones. They get information in real time right now. Now, it's arguable to debate whether or not it's real news, but they get information at their hands right now. If they wanted to know more about something, they can just simply type the keywords in Google and it pops up. Back in the day, it was a year's worth of wait. If you were like me and subscribed to Britannica and had the yearbooks, I had to wait a whole year to understand what was really going on in the world besides the news that typically came at 10 o'clock or early morning news, right? So they do not need to wait. And so they're exposed to all this information, which makes them connected globally to what's going on. They are aware of what's going around in this world, right? And it gives them a sense of humanity. Now, let's talk about their environmental awareness. Maybe you've noticed this at home, Mama, that these kids, our kids, care deeply about the planet. They're passionate about sustainability, recycling, upcycling, taking something at the thrift. I mean, they're into thrift stores. Right? They're into thrift stores and recycling clothes that were previously worn and making it their own, upcycling, creating into a new piece. And they're not afraid to speak up about it and what they believe in. From recycling to advocating for cleaner energy, Alpha Generation Alpha is leading the charge to this green future that they desire. Okay, that's Generation Alpha. That's where they're heading. Whether we agree with it or not, that's where they're heading. That's the thinking. Number four is entrepreneurial spirit. They have an entrepreneurial spirit. And I love this specifically, being an entrepreneur myself. Generation Alpha is the generation of innovators, thanks to companies like Apple that foster innovation, and creators. from starting their own YouTube channels to launching online businesses. And I find this to be true, especially with my younger daughter, who at a very young age, I would say 10 or 11, started her own lip gloss business. And how amazing is that? I don't think I even thought about starting a business at 10. Maybe pretending to have a carnival and exchanging money in that way, but to fully legitimately have an online business at 10 amazes me. And this is the generation that you have at home. They're not waiting for permission to make their mark in the world. They're doing it. Their entrepreneurial drive is truly, truly inspiring. And I can't wait to see in a few decades what that's going to look like when they're adults thriving in this world. And lastly, let's talk about diversity and inclusivity. This generation, Generation Alpha, celebrates diversity in all its forms, whether it's differences in race, gender, or family structure. They're all about acceptance and inclusion. This generation is teaching us all a thing about embracing our differences because we are created uniquely and perfectly. And for me, it's uniquely and perfectly in God's creation, right? And building more of an inclusive world, teaching us to give grace, even if we think differently, we don't agree with a lot of things, but to live in a world full of grace. And this is what our generation is teaching us. While Generation Alpha shares many traits with Gen Z, there are some differences to note. So if you have a child in Generation Z and a child in Generation Alpha, note these differences from being even more tech savvy from birth to their heightened emphasis on environmental action. So take your Gen Z child and pump them up with some steroids, and then you get Gen Alpha. And that is where your daughter is right now. These kids are carving out their own unique path in the world. So understanding these unique qualities of Gen Alpha helps equip us as mom of tween girls with these invaluable insights of what this generation has a tendency to think, what is at hand and influences in their world. This helps you create that open communication to understand them a little bit better, to be able to relate to them a little bit better, and to also, as a mom, be able to speak into their life that shapes them into the unique person they are while infusing them with the values that you as a family believe in, right? This is the key to understanding this generation. You know, oftentimes if you probably heard yourself saying, I don't understand this generation. I don't understand what they're about. I don't know why they're about this. This is why. And you can take this information, create that open communication through Talk to Your Teen Girl framework as a basis to reach to them. Reach them where they're at so that they can open up with you. So by embracing their digital fluency, nurturing their entrepreneurial spirit, and fostering a culture of inclusivity, we can empower Generation Alpha to thrive in an ever-changing world, right? We love others because we were loved first. We thrive in our gifts and talents because God gave us the responsibility for that, right? So there you go, Mama. Generation Alpha. I hope this has helped you gain clarity and understanding your tween girl in this generation. And those Gen Z mamas, I hope this gained some clarity as well, because this kind of takes, they all probably sound familiar, right? They're very familiar. It's just Gen Alpha is a little more robust. So what can you do with all this information? Like I mentioned before, it helps you gain insight on how to approach and relate to your daughter in this stage. Topics to discuss with your daughter to create that open communication and trust between you and her. Now, Mama, some of the things that I have brought up to you may push up against some of the things that you want to guide your daughter through, which is, yes, they are growing up in a digital age, but does that mean I allow them to be on the internet or on their phone 24/7? No, it does not. But we do know that they're very savvy at this. And hey, if you were ever stuck in some type of technical problem, you know exactly who to go to and who could solve it very, very quickly. But this is a ground to understand your daughter, to be able to come up with topics to discuss and talk about some of the controversies of what you believe in and what your generation, their generation, is exposed to. And mama, if you are having a hard time trying to do that because you know your daughter and aren't quite sure how you can navigate some of these hot topics of, yes, I know you practically grew up with a cell phone in your hand, but how can we manage this so that it's not always in your hand? Head on to Talk to Your Teen Girl Framework. I give you a step-by-step guide in creating new communication pathways for your teenager in this season. I give you templates on how to have those talks that are a little bit more in-depth, that require more thought and not emotion, to guide you to have the type of conversations you desire that build trust between the two of you and that can actually accomplish something together to bring deeper relationships and connectivity between the two of you. That's talktoyourteengirl.com. Go check it out, talktoyourteengirl.com, and I'll see you there. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/Jeannie Baldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.